Amazon Prime, meet Walmart Plus. Walmart, the world's biggest brick-and-mortar retailer, could soon start testing Arrival to the subscription service that helped turn Amazon into the world's biggest e-commerce retailer. Joining us now is the reporter who broke this story, Jason Del Rey, senior correspondent at Recode. Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And what is Walmart planning to do with this service that it's calling Walmart Plus?
So Walmart's trying to build loyalty in an effort to both have a program that its shoppers sort of can feel good about, like Amazon shoppers do with Amazon Prime, but also to stop some of Walmart's best customers from, you know, leaving them for Amazon, which has been happening over the last few years.
But Walmart already has a subscription service. It's called Delivery Unlimited, and it costs $98 a year. Walmart Plus is different.
That's correct. It will launch with that grocery delivery of that program at its core, but Walmart Plus hopes to add a bunch of other perks, and they haven't announced any definite ones yet, but ones that are under consideration are discounts on prescription drugs at Walmart pharmacies, discounts on fuel at Walmart gas stations. And they're also looking at innovative ordering methods like text messaging to place an order. And so a pilot test will launch, you know, as early as later in March or in April. And I'd expect them either at launch or shortly thereafter to start experimenting with some of these other perks.
You had some amazing statistics in your report. Amazon now accounts for 40% of online retail sales in the United States. Walmart comes in second place with just 5%. But the question is, are Walmart shoppers the same as Amazon shoppers?
So I was a bit surprised. In the course of reporting this, I learned that well more than half of Walmart's top spending families are also Amazon Prime members. That said, overall, you know, the household income of Walmart shoppers on average is less than Amazon. But Amazon has been working hard over the last few years to attract lower income households to Prime. They're offering discounts if your family has some sort of government assistance. They offer a monthly payment option over the last few years, and they're even experimenting with ways to buy something online and then pay for it in cash later. And so I think Walmart is feeling this pressure.
What does it mean for the industry in general when you see two of the world's largest retailers going head-to-head in a competition like this?
You know, one thing is it's a bit scary for, you know, specialty retailers. So any other retailer that sells other people's brands is going to have a really, really tough time competing against not only Amazon, but Walmart as well. You know, it's crazy that Walmart is now an underdog in many ways in the U.S., but they are just as sort of aggressive in their, you know, in how they squeeze vendors. And so we're moving to a place where if you want sort of a consumable good, something you buy and use and toss, there's really going to be only two places to get it. And so what that means long term is sort of a scary thing for retailers and to, you know, potentially to consumers if, you know, there's not more pricing competition than just two big guys.
That's Jason Del Rey, senior correspondent at Recode, telling us about Walmart's new plan to compete with Amazon Prime with a program called Walmart Plus. Jason, thanks for your time.
Thank you.